Hello, this is Ron Risman at CamberTown.com. Today is Thursday, May 28th, 2009, and I have just finished up my review of the GigaPan Systems Epic 100, which is a panoramic robot. It is designed to create panoramas made of gigapixel resolution. A gigapixel is about 1,000 megapixel resolution, so these panoramas are huge. This is a device that's made of metal. It weighs about 3.5 pounds. And size-wise is about 8 3/4 by 8 1/4 by 5. And it's designed to sit on top of your tripod or on a table or any other flat, stable surface. And you mount your digital camera to it. Now, it's designed for most point-and-shoot digital cameras, and it's designed for lightweight digital SLRs, so like the Sony Alpha series, the 100, 200, and 300, the Canon Rebel XT and XTi, Olympus eVolt, the E300 series, 400 series, 520, and I think the 620 are compatible. So as long as your digital SLR weighs less than 3 pounds with lens, it probably will work. And what the device does is you place your camera on this metal tray on top of the GigaPan system, and there's a little plastic box that has a little plastic finger. And this finger pivots around, and you can position it over the shutter button or the shutter release of your camera. You then tighten it in place, you set up your start point and your end point to the panorama, and you tell the Epic 100 to go, basically. And it'll go through and automatically take images one after another until it completes the panorama. Now, what's different about this than doing it by hand is typically, you know, when you're doing a traditional panorama, whether it's on a tripod or whether you're doing it by hand, is you normally would turn the camera vertical and you take enough pictures to sweep the panorama. So if it's 180-degree panorama, maybe you're taking 8, 9, 10 pictures. If it's a full 360 panorama, maybe you're taking up to 16 or 20 images. And you're overlapping each image by, let's say, 10, 20, 30%. The problem with this is that your vertical height, because you're doing a single row panorama, meaning from left to right or right to left, your vertical height is going to be limited to the maximum resolution of your camera. So even if you have a 21 megapixel resolution camera like a 5D Mark II, your vertical resolution is going to be in the 3800 pixel range. So that's the limitation for printing of your panorama. And if you're doing a vertical panorama instead of a horizontal, you're going to have the same limitation, but in this case width-wise instead of height-wise. What the Epic 100 does, it's designed to use your camera at full zoom or at a zoom ratio. Let's assume you're zooming in at 8 times or 10 times or 6 times. You then give it a start point, normally in upper left position, and you give it a bottom end point at a bottom right position. And it'll go through and calculate how many rows and columns it needs to snap in order to put together a gigapixel panorama or a large panorama. So if you go up to the sky and you come down 60 degrees to the ground, way over to the right, and you say go, you know, let's assume it's 180 degrees, it may take 240 or 300 images because it's actually using a zoom instead of a wide-angle lens. It's going to use the zoom portion of your telephoto lens, and it's going to capture little squares, but each little square that it's capturing is a full megapixel resolution file, meaning if you're shooting with a 5D Mark II, it's going to be a full 21 megapixel file each square that it captures. So if it's capturing 300 squares at 21 megapixel, you're talking about 6 gigapixels before it then combines them, in which case there's overlap and you end up maybe with a 1.7 gigapixel image. So these panoramas are huge. Now the real benefit to this is not necessarily for wide angle viewing. I mean, whether you're shooting it, whether you're doing a basic panorama using, you know, handheld techniques or on a tripod, or you go out and you buy an Epic 100 and you do a gigapixel panorama, at wide angle they don't look much different. The real difference becomes when you want to zoom in and see details. So if you want to do event photography, sporting events, graduations, weddings, or you want to do architectural photography, you can now capture the sweeping panorama that you would normally capture with a regular camera. But using the gigapixel Epic 100, you're capturing such fine detail that you can now fully zoom in to see, you know, individual people in the crowds. So head on over to CamberTown.com. You can read the review. It'll be up on the front page by morning. It's called the Review of the GigaPan Epic 100. And that is it for this evening. I will talk to you again tomorrow.